Mayor, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Good.
Well,
looks like a nice day in mid-Michigan today.
Well, you know what? We can never believe the weather, guys, because it never seems like anyone can nail Michigan down. Michigan is a very tough nut to crack.
You just get up and go.
There you go. I wanted to talk to you about medical marijuana. It's become an issue throughout the United States, but especially in this state. And out in my neck of the woods, out in Williamston Township, they're dealing with some challenges. And I know that East Lansing is trying to really figure out how to regulate this with your medical marijuana ordinances, and I just wanted you to bring us up to date on where East Lansing stands with that.
Well, let's just touch a bit, Tony, if I can, on the act itself. It became effective this April, and it really sets up two things. It identifies a qualifying patient, and it also allows for a registered primary caregiver to assist that qualifying patient with the medical use of marijuana. And that second category, the registered primary caregiver, really gave birth, if you will, to the concept of a dispensary. But the Act itself does not define or regulate dispensary other than through the limitation as to the amount of marijuana that a caregiver can possess and provide to the qualifying patients. So there's really no definition or no state law which really controls or regulates the type of growing operations or retail dispensaries, if you will, which presumably leaves all of that regulation to local municipalities. And I think therein is really the issue and the challenge that townships and cities are dealing with right now. And East Lansing, of course, is one of them. Now, some cities have taken the stance that they've just simply chosen to prohibit these dispensaries or anything that would resemble a dispensary because they feel that it's in violation of federal law. So they don't want to go there, and they feel that federal law trumps state law, if you will. Other cities are putting ordinances through that provide for licensing of these dispensaries, and a growing number of cities are actually putting a moratorium in place for a period of time in order to try to get better definition on this from the state of Michigan and to look internal of their own governmental entities and to try to figure out the best way to address the issue.
Well, where does East Lansing stand on this so far?
We did two things Tuesday night, and I actually signed both of the ordinances yesterday. We first passed an ordinance that calls for licensing of these dispensaries. And then the second ordinance that we passed, again, I signed it yesterday, puts a 90-day moratorium on the issue of those licenses while the city looks at exactly how and where we would issue those licenses. For instance, a couple of alternatives. We could create storefronts in a retail district for the dispensaries. We could create them and limit them to home operations or like a small business out of the individual's home, or we could do combinations of both. And we haven't really determined which way we want to go with that. We're still trying to do some more research, learn a little more detail, and weigh the pluses and minuses, if you will, of any and all of the above. So one thing we know for certain in the city is that we do want to license whatever form these dispensaries take. And we did pass that ordinance, as I mentioned, Tuesday night. But we have put a 90-day moratorium on the issuance of those licenses.
How many dispensaries are currently in East Lansing?
We don't know. we don't know.
Do you have a suspected number?
No, I really don't. We don't know if we have one, two, or more. What we do know is that we do want to license them. We do have an ordinance in place, although, again, that ordinance is under a 90-day moratorium.
Okay. Now, if there are dispensaries and they don't come forward, and what does the ordinance state that the penalty will be?
That is undefined right now.
Okay. So is it going to be a fine? Is it going to be...
This is, Tony, this is all part of what we're looking at and what we're trying to determine. The city attorney is looking into this. Law enforcement is looking into this. We're having discussions with other municipalities. There's a growing number of cities, Grand Rapids being one, that has passed a moratorium to look at this issue of exactly how you regulate and what the repercussions would be if a dispensary or an individual or whomever is not complying with whatever ultimately that municipality puts in place.
Well, these types of dispensaries have become of great concern from the information that is available, and also from many of the interviews that we have conducted. There's still that tug of war between people who wonder why you need to go to a public place to do your medicine as opposed to doing it at a home like you do others. But I guess that's not an issue. The law allows for it, so you have to deal with it.
I think you said it exactly correctly. The law basically created the qualifying patients, and they allowed for registered primary caregivers. They state specifically what either of those can possess, but they didn't. It doesn't define how this registered primary caregiver can or should operate, and that really, from our standpoint, falls in the hands of local government. It's up to us now to define that and to regulate it.
Mayor, thanks so much for your time.
Okay.